And a very good evening to you from me, Father Emil. Welcome to another program, As the Sun Sets. Well, I suppose in many parts of the region in which we are broadcasting, the sun hasn't risen yet. We begin, O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Adorned in a clothing line.
another version of Divine Mercy. Divine Mercy, Flood My Soul, sung for us there by Annie. And by, as we do that, we begin our evening prayer. The Lord cares for the weak and oppressed. In the Lord I have taken my refuge. How can you say to my soul, fly like a bird to its mountain? See the wicked bracing their bow. They are fixing their arrows on the string to shoot upright men in the dark. Foundations once destroyed, what can the just do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord whose throne is in heaven. His eyes look down on the world. His gaze tests mortal men. The Lord tests the just and the wicked. The lover of violence he hates. He sends fire and brimstone on the wicked. He sends a scorching wind as their lot. The Lord is just and loves justice. The upright shall see his face. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord cares for the weak and oppressed. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Lord, who shall be admitted to your tent and dwell on your holy mountain? He who walks without fault, he who acts with justice and speaks the truth from his heart, he who does not slander with his tongue, he who does no wrong to his brother, who casts no slur on his neighbor, who holds the godless in disdain, but honors those who fear the Lord. He who keeps his pledge, come what may, who takes no interest on the loan, and accepts no bribes against the innocent, such a man will stand firm forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. God chose us in his Son, and made us his adopted sons. From Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us, in all wisdom and insight, the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. God chose us in His Son, and made us His adopted sons. A gospel reading on this evening is taken from the gospel according to Matthew chapter 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, escorted by all the angels, he will take his seat on his throne of glory. And all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate men one from another, as the shepherd separates sheep from goats. And he will place the sheep on his right hand, and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right hand, 'Come, come, you whom my Father has blessed, and take for your heritage the kingdom prepared for you since the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you made me welcome. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you visited me. In prison, and you came to see me.' And then the virtuous will say to him in reply, 'But Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and make you welcome, naked and clothe you, sick or in prison, and go to see you?' And the king will answer, 'I tell you solemnly, insofar as you did this to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it to me.' And next he will say to those on his left hand, 'Go away from me with your curse upon you, to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you never gave me food. I was thirsty, and you never gave me anything to drink. I was a stranger, and you never made me welcome. Naked, and you never clothed me. Sick and in prison, and you never visited me.' Then it will be their turn to ask, 'But Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty, a stranger or naked, sick or in prison, and didn't come to your help?' And then he will answer, 'I tell you solemnly, insofar as you neglected to do this to one of the least of these, you neglected to do it to me.' And they will go away to eternal punishment, and the virtuous to eternal life." Well, a very strong gospel, a long gospel this evening, but a very powerful one. Powerful one because it hits us right between the eyes. The judgment that Jesus is talking about is the judgment at the end, when he will take his seat of judgment on his throne, and separate the sheep from the goats, the good from the bad. And what Jesus is saying is, what you did to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did to me. So, our passport, our entry ticket into the kingdom, is not going to be because of all the laws that we've kept, our faithfulness to the commandments, our faithfulness to the laws of the church, our faithfulness to whatever. Now, for Jesus, the passport, the ticket, the entry ticket into the kingdom is going to be with those sheep on the right. And he gives the answer, and he says, when I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you visited me. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was naked, you clothed me. When I was lonely, you came to my help, you phoned me. When I needed you, you were there. You see, for Jesus, in his life, his mission is always to the marginalized of society. Justice demands that we reach out to the people who need us most. An entry into the kingdom depends on how we respond to these people who live on the margins of society, the people who are so often forgotten. And my goodness, as I say this now, I think of the many people that I have forgotten about. And I pray the Lord will forgive me. And I think of the many people in prison that I haven't visited, the people in hospital that I haven't gone to see, the lonely people that I haven't phoned or gone to see, the people who've come to my door and I've been so abrupt and said, what is it you want now, and so on. Instead of seeing in all these people the face of Jesus, what you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. So Lent is a time for us really to turn outwards, not to be filled now with all sorts of remorse and guilt and all the rest of it now. Yes, we don't all reach the mark and make the mark. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we fail. But Lent is a time for us to be reminded, not just of prayer, which is wonderful to pray, yes, and not just to think of giving alms to the poor and of fasting, but of seeing Jesus in the least of our brothers and sisters. These are the sheep that reach out to us. And Jesus will say to us one day when we meet him, and he will say, come. And we'll say, but when did we see you hungry and naked and sick or in prison? And he will say, when you did it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it to me. So my friend, tonight as we listen to this gospel, we don't make the mark. We don't reach the mark. I don't reach the mark. I know very often when I do get there and sometimes when I don't. And so let's always remember the great love that God has for us, his great mercy and forgiveness. He understands that we are weak and human, that we forget. But Lent is a time for us to take ourselves in hand and to say, hey, let me notice those who are weak. Let me notice the hungry. Let me notice the lonely. Let me notice those who have no clothes. Let me notice those who I see at the traffic lights. Let me notice those whom I can help. But I don't, because I say, I've already helped so many people. Recently I had a call from somebody, an email from somebody who said, Father, I'm already doing so much. I think I've done my bit for the church. We can never say that. We can never say, I've done all that needs to be done. Because the challenge continues to be there always as we go through life and meet people and see people in need and respond to those needs. And I pray that the Lord will inspire you tonight just to be conscientized, to be open to the needs of people around you. And the wonder of those needs is that what we do to the least of our brothers or sisters, we're actually doing to Jesus. He's right there in our midst, and we can so easily walk right past or ignore him. I pray that you won't ignore him, that you will recognize him. And if you haven't, don't be filled with remorse. Don't be filled with guilt. Just know that the Lord knows us in our weakness, reaches out to us, loves us, forgives us, and says, let's start again. It's not too late. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. Anything you did for the least of these who are mine, you did for me, says the Lord. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has looked with favor on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Anything you did for the least of these who are mine, you did for me, says the Lord. Now let us call on the name of the Lord Jesus, who saves his people from their sins. Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on us. Christ our Lord, you gave yourself up for the church to make her holy. Renew her once more through the spirit of repentance. Good Master, let young people discover that way of life which you have planned for each one of them, and may they be faithful to your grace and fulfill your will for them. Give hope to the sick and make them well again. Help us to comfort and take care of them. In baptism you made us sons and daughters of the Father. May we live for you now and always. And grant to the faithful departed peace and glory. And let us reign with them one day in your heavenly kingdom. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Turn our hearts back to you, God, our Saviour. Form us by your heavenly teaching, so that we may truly profit by our Lenten observance, and we make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always.
I'd like us to think about the axiom of our community here. When we can't find a scripture to tell us what to do, when we can't find a directive of the church to tell us what to do, when we can't find a leader in the community to tell us what to do, we need only ask one question, and that is, what would Jesus do? And if you do what Jesus would do, if you pray for the directive of the Holy Spirit in your heart, then you cannot go wrong. You will do the right thing, and you will glorify the Lord. So let's sing it once more.
Thank you so much for sharing this time with me as we come to the end of this day on this Monday evening. It's been lovely being with you for the last half hour. Time for me to go now and to leave you with the other programs of Radio Veritas. Bless you for being with me. May you have a restful and quiet evening. From me, Father Emil, good night and God bless.